Okay. So, hi, my name is Pedro. I'm a designer. During my free time, I enjoy to travel, to meet folks like you, but also regarding design, art. I also, when I do have a little time, I conduct some kind of workshops regarding UX design, but as well graphic design at the beautiful city of Prague, Czech Republic. I'm also a happy camper at Collabra, and today I intend to show you how easy it can be to customize Collabra online, you know, without tricks and without coding and this type of thing. So any designer should be able to do it, or even any business owner, right? So talking about customization, there is great advantages regarding customizations, not only because it allows you to customize it according to your needs or even your personal taste. It can be just that, and that's fine. So for that, we will be probably working with XML, CSS, and SVG. Nothing too complex. So we can divide the theme in two pieces, if you will. The widgets that includes dialogues, sidebar, etc., and all the controls, and the overall theme. So basically the rest, right? Toolbars, icons, drop-down menus. Going through widgets. So widgets are customizable. That's why I'm talking and starting with them. They actually use this new extended instance of native widget framework. And I really recommend you to either after or when you have time to watch the talk from Tomasz, where he talks a little bit about these intricacies of how this was implemented. But for now, let's just say that it draws the interface depending on a definition, or to be honest, a set of definitions that are included in one file, and we'll see that later on. It allows multiple customizations, right? So multiple definitions, which in turn means multiple themes. This is really cool. We can now have a theme depending on an environment. And big thanks for Athenis for this, yes. Now it's really cool that, you know, we open Collabra on an iPad, and without doing nothing, it just knows that it's an iOS device, and it just serves you with the right theme with the iOS-like components. And we'll see this later on. Sorry for the bullets. I also don't like it that much, but we'll see more pictures. Let's let him take a picture. Perfect. You know, and this, in return, gives you the opportunity to, for instance, going from, for instance, the... No. Yes. Going from a purplish theme, where you see... not only colors, but even components are from this theme to something, for instance, more bright, where the accent color is actually blue, and even the controls per se completely change. You see here? This is great, and especially when you can serve it depending on the theme, as we discussed earlier. So you see the components change completely. Now, I'm going to show you an example of how you do that, right? Step by step. So imagine you want to tweak a particular dialogue, a particular component of a dialogue. it couldn't be easy, right? So you go to your instdir directory inside of your core, and here you will find in this subfolder online this XML file. Yeah, it couldn't be more semantic, right? A file that has definition is called definition. And inside, you will see a bunch of subtags. Now, let's discuss one by one. The style tag, in a simple way, it deals with colors, right? Highlight, font colors. So even without messing too much around, too many SVGs, etc., you can just tweak the overall aesthetic just by changing those values. Next, we have settings. In settings, you can set values of things that are not particularly from a specific control per se, but generally. For instance, margins, tabs alignment, right? And we know that there is some dialogues with quite the number of tabs, so you can control that. The default font size, etc. And now we reach to our first control. Let's simplify this. So we can divide this in three parts. So first we need to say which type of control we are talking about, right? Here, let's talk about our little radio button. Then, you will say, okay, this control will have this size using the part tag, and inside of this part tag, you will have a bunch of states. Now, each of these state is actually not an individual state, but a combination of states, right? So as you see here, I'm saying, hey, please define that when the radio button is enabled, not pressed and checked, use this SVG, right? And you see that all the other states are actually a combination of states, you see? This allows you to have many intermediary states, right? Not just the on, off, disable, enable, which is really awesome. Because if you play your SVGs right, you can achieve some interesting aesthetic results. So, for instance, here, when it goes, basically you are talking about when the radio button is on and it's pressed, and we kind of, I'm not sure if you see it with the video projector, but we are already dimming out our little inner circle. So it almost gives this, even though there is no animation, it gives the essence and gives this visual cue to the user. And that's cool. Now, here we have, it shouldn't be like this, yeah. Sorry for the rendering issue. Maybe it's the resolution. And exactly, we have many states, as we say. Like, of course, more than one state can be catched. Right, more than one state can be active, but just the first one will be understood and rendered. That's why it's important for this order, the order you set your states. But of course, you can always play with it, right? You set some definitions, you play, you change some SVGs. It's quite easy. The SVGs it would be located in parallel with your XML file. So there is actually no structure folder complexity here. Now, that being said, it doesn't make much sense to customize your widgets and then forget the rest, right? Everything should be one identity, one visual identity. And I'm happy to say that it should be still easy to set up and easy to